Next question in this series of three FAQs is this. If the future is indeed online, with the introduction of paywalls and paying for content, surely this will encourage people to go back and buy newspapers, given that they can access more content through a newspaper for a similar price. Again, I think there are a couple of assumptions here. First of all, about the future of paywalls. Paywalls have not been widely successful so far, and they have also evolved as well. So the current indication is that most news organisations who are planning to introduce paywalls are planning to introduce metered systems where most people will get some content for free and then pay if they hit a particular point, if they hit a particular number of articles. The Times paywall is probably unusual in that it's such a strict restriction, really. You know, you can't see anything unless you pay for it. So I don't think it's a given that paywalls are going to be the default way of making money from content online. And so that's one mistake. I think the other thing I would probably argue with is that, I wouldn't argue with it entirely, actually, but the idea that it will encourage people to go back and buy newspapers. I actually think that is part of the Times strategy. So yes, I think in the Times case, it will encourage people, or more specifically, it will discourage people from stopping buying a regular paper. So that, you know, a number of people have stopped paying for a newspaper every day, and they now read it online. In that sense, it will slow the numbers of people switching from print to online, but I don't think it will stop it, and I don't think it's a long-term strategy or a viable long-term strategy, because it doesn't, as that process happens, I don't think I think you need a strategy in place for keeping, retaining those customers as they decide that online is more convenient. And this answers the second part of your question, which is, given that you can access more content through a newspaper for a similar price, that people are going to necessarily just buy newspapers instead of pay for the web. Well, here's the thing. People can get their news on television and radio for free. So why do they buy newspapers at all? They buy newspapers because it's a different type of content, it's a different platform, it's portable. There are certain advantages to newspapers which broadcast news doesn't give. And so when people pay for a newspaper, they're not just paying for the content, because they can get the news from other sources, but they're paying for the platform itself. And the same thing applies to the web as well. People consume news online because it has certain advantages. If they particularly like being able to share content or being able to bookmark content, if they are particularly interested in the links that are contained within articles or the multimedia, you know, there are all sorts of things that news online can do that news in a newspaper can't. And the iPad and tablets generally are a good example of a particularly different experience. So some people will decide to go back, as you put it, and buy newspapers. But some people will think it's worth paying to look at news online because they get different things from it. You know, they can read it at their desktop and do all sorts of things that they might not like doing with a newspaper. So I don't think the introduction of paywalls will encourage people to go back and buy newspapers in the long term. I think that some people will always like newspapers, and some people will always like reading news on their phone or a tablet or at their desktop. And that's just as some people like television news and radio news, and some people like a mix of all of the above.